1st and 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. The UK is to build up to 12 attack submarines as part of a warhead programme in response to rapidly increasing threats. Keir Starmer will announce later the government will invest £15 billion as the Strategic Defence Review will be unveiled. Conflict historian and analyst Dr. Lynette Nussbacher has been saying she wants to see more details about how the money will be spent.
We're using a large number here, large numbers of jobs somehow being created, and I'm not impressed. Anybody can throw around a lot of money. It's got to be spent wisely.
Police in Colorado say a large area of Boulder remains cordoned off after an attack on a group of people. Six people are currently being treated in hospital. The FBI are calling it a targeted terror attack. A 45-year-old man remains in police custody. Ukrainian and Russian officials are due to meet in Turkey later for talks aimed at ending the war between the two countries. President Donald Trump has urged Moscow and Kyiv to work together on a deal in order to create a ceasefire and a truce. And three Metropolitan Police officers are set to face a gross misconduct hearing later on Monday over the strip search of a black schoolgirl known only as Child Q back in 2020. She was wrongly accused at a school in Hackney of possession of cannabis. A safeguarding report found that racism was a likely factor. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And how are we going to start this brand new week? Well, with beautiful music. That's what Early Breakfast is all about. And I, Lucy Coward, I'm here to provide it for you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Isabel Faust, Bernard Falk, and the Academy of Ancient Music Berlin playing the second movement of J.S. Bach's Concerto in D minor for two violins. And prior to that, Giuseppe Sinopoli was on the podium for the Philharmonia Orchestra as they brought us the intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni. Hello. How was the weekend? Welcome to the first early breakfast of a brand new week on Classic FM. Indeed, our first meeting of June. I'm Lucy Coward. Summer has arrived. And so has my shed. I'm feeling very pleased. I mentioned to you on Friday that it was going to be a big weekend of construction. Well, the project was completed. I even added a hanging basket for extra riz and treated myself to a pizza afterwards. Ah, life. The Vienna for Symphony Orchestra with Nikolaus Arnoncourt in charge, playing Ballet Music No. 2, incidental music to the play Rosamunde by Schubert on Classic FM. Siyang Wong performing Afternoon Rhyme of Another Summer by Jan Tiersen from the soundtrack to Amelie. You know, Tiersen never really wanted to play the piano, the violin instead, because he thought the bows were crystal swords when he was younger, laser swords, like in Star Wars. It's Classic FM, and how's this then for a bit of 6 degrees of separation? Film director James Mangold has announced his next project will be a Star Wars prequel. So we were talking just there about Jan Tiersen and laser swords and Star Wars. But Mangold's last film was the recent Bob Dylan biopic, you may have seen it, called A Complete Unknown. And who has written our dawn chorus this morning on Early Breakfast? One, Mr. Bob Dylan. I love it when it all comes together. This particular song has achieved the rare status of becoming a standard in the 21st century, having been covered by more than 450 different artists. So let's hear Anna Lapwood and the Chapel Choir of Pembroke College, Cambridge's version this morning. Thank you. That's quite something, isn't it? Especially when the organ comes in. Our dawn chorus this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM, Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan, performed by the Chapel Choir of Pembroke College, Cambridge, Maryam Giroux, Molly Horde and Anna Lapwood. And you can find that on her new album, which was released on Friday.
Thank you.
Rachel Colley-Dalba, the soloist with the Orchestre Symphonique Bienne, playing the second movement of the Violin Concerto No. 3 by Saint-Saëns. Jean-Jacques Cantoreau had the baton in hand. Well, next on Classic FM, it's a performance by pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And we'll also check out The Hub in Edinburgh.
Classic FM.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so... Heads up! I'm gonna be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Andrew Penny in charge of the RTE Concert Orchestra as they delivered the prelude to the 49th Parallel by Vaughan Williams. And Jean-Yves Thibaudet brought us Liszt's Consolation No. 3 before that on Classic FM. And if you missed Classic FM at the movies with Jonathan Ross on Saturday, well, there was music to mark the 95th birthday of cinematic legend Clint Eastwood. Well worth catching up on. And that's very easy to do on Global Player.
Thank you.
said last week, as it's National Accordion Month, that we should hear some music featuring that instrument. I think I picked it out in that. Gardel's Por Una Cabeza, Kirill Karabits directed the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and the soloist was Nicola Benedetti, who was performing just hours ago, literally last night, at the Hub in Edinburgh, which is the highest building in the city. Did you know the foundation stone was laid by Queen Victoria and Prince Albert in 1842, and 3 years later it opened as the Assembly Hall to the Church of Scotland, but it was never consecrated, and it's now the centre of all things for the festivals of Edinburgh. Check out that Gothic spire if you are heading there this summer.
Thank you.
Gluck's Dance of the Blessed Spirits, performed by les musiciens de Louvre under Mark Minkowski. And it's peace abound, thanks to two different composers, after the latest news on Classic FM, which is next.
Classic FM.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Oh. Another miss? I think you need your eyes tested, Dad.
At Vision Express, we've developed our most advanced eye test yet. It includes a UV protection and dry eye assessment, plus an OCT scan that can help pick up eye and health conditions, including glaucoma and diabetes. Book your advanced eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. T&Cs apply. Upgrade your free NHS PRSI medical card eye test for a nominal fee.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. HolidayParkAdviceCentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the government is to build up to 12 new attack submarines as part of efforts to move Britain to a war-fighting readiness. The proposals are part of a major review of the armed forces, expected to be outlined later. Ministers have also promised to build 6 new munition factories. Defence Secretary John Healey says the aim is to deter growing threats.
In the end, we prevent the wars by being strong enough to defeat the enemies that might think of attacking us. And the way we do that is recognise the way that the war is changing. And so at the heart of the Strategic Defence Review will be a determination to combine the innovation of AI, autonomy, drones with the hard metal of tanks, artillery, planes.
6 people have been injured after Molotov cocktails were thrown at a crowd in the US state of Colorado. It happened in the city of Boulder as a group took part in a solidarity walk for hostages held in Gaza. It's being treated as an act of terrorism. A suspect has been arrested. Russia's delegation has arrived in Turkey for a second round of peace talks with Ukraine. The meeting is going ahead despite Kyiv's large-scale attack on Russian airbases yesterday. There are calls for supermarkets to be forced to tell customers about so-called shrinkflation. The Liberal Democrats want government legislation altered, so shoppers are told when products get smaller but the price stays the same. Ministers say they're committed to making sure retailers' pricing is clear. And Novak Djokovic says he'll be playing for history when he faces Britain's Cameron Norrie at the French Open tennis. The pair meet in the last 16 later, with Djokovic looking for his 100th win at Roland Garros. A look at the weather. Dry with sunny spells for most today. Some isolated showers in the north and in the east. Highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.